Welcome to the Captain Paul Watson Foundation podcast. I'm your host, Charlie, and I'm joined today with Captain Watson. Captain Watson, how are you?
Pretty good. Thank you, Charlie.
Good. So, Paul, there's exciting news in the foundation's world. I wanted you to share that news with the rest of our listeners. Tell us what's new.
Well, we've secured our second and third vessel, and the second vessel is the Bandero, and it's presently in Hobart in Tasmania. And the story behind that is quite interesting, is that it was a former Japanese fisheries vessel and owned by the government of Japan, but it had the speed and the range that we needed. So we set up a fake company in the U.S., which then have set up another company in Korea to buy it from the Japanese government. And then the Japanese actually had a crew deliver it to Korea. And we took it over from there and then took it down to Australia. So it's now in a position to be go after the Japanese whaling fleets should it return to the Southern Ocean. And we suspect that it would the Japanese will return to the Southern Ocean because they just finished building a $60 million new whale processing ship to replace the Nishan Maru. And the only purpose for that is to go to remote areas to hunt whales. And so we're ready if they do that. And the John Paul DeJoria is in England and it's getting prepared to leave next month to go to Iceland to protect endangered fin whales there. And then Dale Vince, one of our supporters in the UK, purchased a smaller vessel, which is called the Nemesis, and it'll be working with the John Paul DeJoria in Iceland in June when we go after the Icelandic whalers.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you, what is special about the Bandero, and how is it going to help you protect the whales down in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary?
Well, we got the Bandero thanks to John Paul DeJoria, and he has a tequila company called Bandero, so that's why we named it in honor of that. The vessel is a perfect vessel. It's streamlined, one of the best-looking vessels we've ever gotten. Very fast and long range, so it's perfect for going after the Japanese on the high seas in the Southern Ocean or wherever they're operating.
Do you think that news has trickled back to the Japanese government and they know now who owns this ship, or are they still not sure who owns it?
Well, they're well aware that we purchased it. So,
okay.
When we got to Tasmania, the news came out, and their response to the media is no comment on that. They also said that they're not going to the Southern Ocean, but of course they're going to say that. So, but they've also announced just 2 days ago that they intend to hunt fin whales, and most likely that would be in the Southern Ocean.
I read an article yesterday about them wanting to kill fin whales, and I think it was a spokesperson for the Japanese company that intends to do that was saying that they want to preserve traditional Japanese fishing practices. Is there any credence to that? I mean, are they just making that up? I mean, is this a traditional thing that they've done forever?
Commercial whaling began in Japan in 1911 when the Norwegians set up a whaling station in Japan. So it started out as a Norwegian thing. In 1946, General Douglas MacArthur outfitted the first Japanese Antarctic whaling operations to go down and get whales as a cheap source of protein for the Japanese people post-war. So if this is part of Japanese tradition, then the American occupation and the Norwegian influences must be part of their tradition also. So there's really no validity to that claim that it's a traditional thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a weak argument for sure. So the Bandero is in Hobart, and your intention is to get that outfitted. Is that going to be a long process, or is it something that the ship will be ready by the time the Japanese plan to go down and hunt the whales?
Well, the ship's ready right now. So the problem we're having now is we're getting a lot of bureaucratic harassment from the Australians, making all sorts of charges. For instance, before we arrived, we were quoted as a berthage cost of 90 Australian dollars a day, which is about $50 a day, which is okay. But after we arrived, then they said, oh, no, that's going to be $1,200 a day. And then they started adding all kinds of charges and duties and things like that. So The only reason this is happening is because of, government harassment.
So,
It looks to me like the Australians are being leaned on by the Japanese.
okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, is why on earth would the Australian government want to make life difficult for you?
Well, they made life difficult for us in the past, again, because of pressure from the Japanese.
Okay, so not much hope there. How about the government in New Zealand? Are they more willing to help, or are they kind of have the same stance?
Well, it comes and goes. It depends on which government's in. The last government probably would have been okay. I'm not too sure about this government. The conservative government before that, they were pretty hostile. So, the politics ebbs and flows with the tides. Good, bad. Depends on who's in. It
Gotcha.
depends on who's most willing to kiss the rear end of the Japanese government.
Understood. So, I wanted to ask you too about Lofsen and his pursuit of permits. Is there any news about that? Has he gotten the permits? Is that still up in the air?
He hasn't gotten the permits yet, but he seems quite confident that he will get the permits. But it sounds to me like he also has a fallback plan, and that he's wants to go after minke whales if he can't go after fin whales. But he's used to getting what he wants. He has a lot of influence with the government, and has threatened to take down the government if they don't give him what he wants. And he's made it very clear that he fully expects to get those permits. So we'll see what develops in over the next month. If they shut down whaling again, that is, if the Icelandic government shuts down whaling again, well, that's a good thing. Can't complain about that.
Yeah, and I understand that minke whales are closer to shore than the fin whales are, so that's a different process. If he is able to go after minke whales, does that change things for you and your ability to stop him?
No, we can still intervene against his operations if he does that.
Okay. And then I understand too that there's still work to be done in the Faroe Islands. Is there any news coming out of the Faroe Islands, or any new developments there?
Well, the Captain Paul Watson Foundation in the UK will be putting a crew in the Faroe Islands, and Sea Shepherd France will be putting a crew in the Faroe Islands also. And so the plan this year is to disrupt the grind as much as that they can. People are willing to get arrested to do that, but the thing is to make as much noise as possible to keep the pressure on this horrific slaughter of pilot whales and dolphins, which really has no place in the 21st century.
Yeah. So, okay. So you've got the new Bandeiro. You also have the Nemesis and the Jean-Paul de Joria. Is that fleet completed, or do you see a need for more ships down the road?
Well, we've got our hands full with ships right now. We just need to raise the money to operate them.
Right.
So, we need money for fuel and supplies, and of course, navies are expensive, and so that's always a big challenge.
Right. So I wanted to ask you too if there was any other news in your life going on, anything new in France, or just wanted to ask you how things are going there.
Well, we're working trying to find to create a sanctuary for orcas in France, because there was a law passed in France in 2021 making it illegal to exhibit orcas, and that meant that the orcas were in captivity in Antibes. They had to get rid of them, and so the plan was to sell them to the Japanese. And then they would turn sell them to the Chinese. But the law in France makes it very clear that they cannot be exhibited. So therefore, we're working with the French government right now to find a way to create a sanctuary for them. But I'm pretty confident that they will not be sent to Japan, because the French government, it'd be very embarrassing for the French government to do that, because the law itself says that you can't exhibit the whales, so you can't just pass the buck over to another country.
Yeah. Is that, I take it that's going to be a long process, though, to build a sanctuary for them.
Well, no, if we get the go-ahead from the French government, then I think that it'll be relative. We can do it within probably a year and a year and a half.
Okay. And is that something that Lamia and Sea Shepherd France are heading up?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would be great news. That would be very exciting if they could create that situation for those captive orcas. I hope that comes to be.
We shall see.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Paul, I guess anything else that you wanted to mention while we have the time?
No, I think that covers everything for now.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. And I'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Bye. I want to thank Captain Watson for joining me today. It was great catching up with him and hearing about the new Bandero and the Nemesis. Hopefully in the future, we can have Rob Reed from CPWF UK on, and he can give us some more details about the Nemesis and what its role will be in future campaigns. I'm also looking forward to speaking with Captain Lockie McLean about the Bandero and getting into the nitty-gritty details about the Bandero and what its role will be going forward too. Hopefully we can also speak with Lamia SM Lali in the future to hear more about this orca whale sanctuary that Sea Shepherd France is working on. That's really exciting, and I wish Lamia and her team all the best, and hopefully if there's a great outcome, we can hear all about it here in the future. As you all know, we are gearing up to confront Christian Lofsen off the shores of Iceland to ensure that he doesn't kill any more fin whales or minke whales. If you would like to help our foundation out, you can go to paulwatsonfoundation.org, and there you can find out how you can help. If you'd like to donate, you can certainly do that. We also have new merchandise items available for Operation Ice Storm, which is our campaign to stop Christian Lofsen. So if you would like to get involved, I would encourage you, again, to go to paulwatsonfoundation.org. Lastly, I wanted to mention that this episode is brought to you by Melanogrammus aegulfinus. Thanks so much.
If the oceans die, we die.